You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Our regular interview with Labour's Andrew Little is back. Tuva'a speaks to Little about new COVID-19 medications that New Zealand will be receiving soon. Here is that interview.
So today the government is announcing a new medication to treat COVID-19, Paxlovid. What is Paxlovid and is it different to the four other COVID-19 medications already in use?
Yes, Paxlovid, which is another Pfizer product, is taken orally, so it's a pill. The other four treatments we have at the moment are by injection and typically have to be taken at hospital. The benefit of Paxlovid is that if you're symptomatic and if you meet a bunch of other criteria, you have to be either immunocompromised or have other chronic health conditions and what have you, then Paxlovid, the pill, can actually prevent you from having to go to hospital. Normally, people who get COVID and have a range of other health conditions are at high risk of going to hospital. So this is a way of keeping people out. There is another one. There's another oral medication that's currently going through the MedSafe process at the moment called Molnupiravir. It's similar properties as Paxlovid, again taken orally, and would prevent people who might otherwise be at high risk of going to hospital from getting to hospital. So we're trying to do everything we can to get good treatments that mean that people can look after themselves in their homes.
Because this drug is taken orally compared with just through injection, is it expected to be used a lot more than the other drugs?
Yes, hard to know. I don't have the figures on how many injections of the other four treatments we've got have been given. I mean, in the early days, actually, quite a bit, and particularly in the early days of the Delta outbreak, some of those other injection treatments were pretty routinely used. But in terms of Paxlovid, they did a bit of an exercise last week, looked at all the people who had reported being COVID positive last week in Auckland. And from that, they estimated that between 70 and 120 courses of Paxlovid would be justified in being prescribed each day of last week. So that gives you a rough estimate about how tightly it will be prescribed and the focus of this particular medical treatment.
The government has also secured access to a pre-exposure prophylactic treatment by AstraZeneca called Evusheld that can prevent COVID-19 infection in people who can't have vaccines. How is Evusheld different from a vaccine and can it be used instead of a vaccine?
It is used to prevent COVID, it's a course of two injections, so you have to have them sort of hours apart. You're typically going to a surgery or even possibly a hospital for that. But, what it means is that you... I don't know what the kind of pharmacological qualities are. That means that it's not like a vaccine. I think a vaccine helps your system to build up resistance to a particular virus, whereas this provides a different protective mechanism. You don't have standing sort of antibodies in your body to fight the infection, that prevents the infection from taking hold in the first place. So, a different approach, but it does mean that those who are unvaccinated for whatever reason, there's a treatment that they can get access to now that will help them.
Is Evusheld Omicron specific, or does it work with other COVID-19 variants as well?
No, it works with other COVID-19 variants. I mean, most of these treatments were developed have been developed over the last couple of years and certainly have dealt with the various variants that have applied since February or March 2020, including Delta. A lot of them not fully tested on Omicron. But, I mean, the reason why we're in the market to get whatever treatments we can is the reality is COVID isn't going to go away. If it's not Omicron, there will be other variants will come along eventually, and these will all have at least some therapeutic benefit in treating the future of COVID.
Why is it important to have these many kinds of COVID-19 medication? Why can't we just use one treatment?
I think the reality is COVID affects people in different ways, and the aim is to provide effective treatments. And there are some people, particularly those with pre-existing health conditions, chronic health conditions, those who are older, they are much more vulnerable to COVID and the long-term effects of COVID than a range of other people. So these treatments are about really minimising the impact of COVID, minimising the risk of hospitalisation, and ultimately minimising also the risk of death for those particularly vulnerable people for whom that's a real possibility.
When these medications are in full use, do you think we will see a noticeable dip in the number of deaths and hospitalisations in the next COVID-19 outbreak, when there is one?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly the wish and the hope. I mean, there's still a lot of unknowns about COVID, and as I say, there's other variants that will inevitably come along. And these treatments, although not specific to a particular variant, will be effective therapeutically, at least to some degree, with whatever comes along. But certainly the reason for doing this is exactly, as you say, to minimise the risk of hospitalisation, minimise the risk of fatality. These things always will have some benefit, but the extent of it, we just don't know from one outbreak to the next.
That was Labor MP Andrew Little. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.